السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد. One of the beautiful habits of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was to always verify information that he received. There are many examples of this in the books of Ahadith. I just want to share one with you, inshallah. The narration of Sahih Muslim states, خلت البقاع حول المسجد. There was a plot of land that was empty close to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فأراد بنو سلمة أن ينتقلوا إلى قرب المسجد. The tribe of Banu Salima, who lived at a distance from the masjid, they decided, why don't we move closer to the masjid so it will be easier for us to come for salah. فبلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The news of that reached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he called them and he asked them, إنه قد بلغني أنكم تريدون أن تنتقلوا إلى قرب المسجد. O Banu Salima, the news has reached me that you people want to move close to the masjid, to this empty plot of land. Is this true? So he said, نعم قد أردنا ذلك. Yes, we intended to do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them, Diyarakum tuktab atharukum. Rather, my advice to you is to remain where you are, because for every step that you take to the masjid, you will be rewarded. So if you're coming from far away, you will actually get more reward for coming for salah. Now, there are various points that can be derived from this hadith, but the one that I want to highlight, which is related to what we are speaking about, verifying information. The Prophet ﷺ could have immediately given them this piece of advice. He could have sent a message to them, Diyarakum tuktab atharukum. But rather, he made it a point, when he got this information about Banu Salima, to first call them and ask them, إِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكُمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا إِلَىٰ قُرْبِ الْمَسْجِدِ. Is this true, O Banu Salima, that you people want to move close to the masjid? So we learn the importance from here of always verifying information that we receive. Especially in today's day and age, with social media, with WhatsApp, it's so easy to very quickly forward messages. That somebody sends a message and you just forward it to a group of hundreds of people. But where it comes to things related to deen in particular, especially if there's a hadith or there's some fiqhi ruling, then we have to be extremely careful that we first check, that is this actually authentic? Is this correct? Before we forward it. For we don't want to be guilty of the crime of fabricating things against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or against our beautiful deen. If a person is unsure that is this hadith authentic or not, there's no source provided, then just wait a few moments. You don't have to forward it immediately. Check with somebody. Ask somebody who is learning that, is this okay? I came across this. I'm not sure. Can I forward it or not? And then once you get an answer, once you have verified it, then you may go ahead and forward it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to build this beautiful habit of always verifying information. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. In English they say, verify before you amplify. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.